Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with
you
here?
You can call me Ron.
Ah, yes. That must mean it's time for the Limitless Express, starring our friend City Limits. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Joe. Let's get into it. First and foremost, before we get into some college football stuff I want to talk about, how about some numbers on the Steelers and how they have performed, or rather haven't performed, against the Patriots? Since Tom Brady left, the Steelers are 0-2 against the Patriots. Oh. The Patriots winning in Pittsburgh in 2022 with Mac Jones at quarterback.
Oh.
They won in 2023. I think it was a primetime game with Bailey Zappi.
That's where Hunter Henry had a hat trick of touchdowns, I think.
Bailey Zappi lit them up like a pinball machine, Bob. Or a Christmas tree. The same year Zach Wilson did. Remember that one, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, he came in and just... unstoppable in the fourth quarter. I remember the fourth quarter numbers were ridiculous for Zach Wilson.
Two long touchdown drives, and yet we heard this was going to be the greatest defense of all time this year.
Mm. And the Steelers haven't won in New England since 2008. Of course, the year they won Super Bowl 43.
Do you remember who recovered a fumble in that game for a touchdown, Bob? Wrong. Lawrence Timmons.
Wrong. Ryan Mundy.
Was it?
No, I don't know. I was taking a guess.
Okay.
My point of the matter is, guys, I'm worried about this game. Like, I am concerned. At the beginning of the season, I predicted them to lose it. I don't want to give away what I'm going to be saying on Friday, ultimately, for the game. But let's just say I'm hesitant to pick the Steelers at the moment in this. Joe, do you share any of my concerns?
I would be concerned if the Steelers were playing the 76 Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week, Limits, and they went 0-14.
Oh, that's John
McKay. What about the 0-16
What do you think
Browns?
About your team's execution? I'm all for it.
One of the great lines of all time. I mean, the Patriots, for whatever flaws they might have, and they're unbelievably mediocre, but so are 7 out of every 10 teams in the league, they lead the NFL in sacks against an offensive line that's getting its quarterback killed, and they have some weapons offensively, both in the run and pass game. So, yes, I'm concerned, Bob.
I'm concerned because they have Milton Williams they brought over from the Eagles, a really good player. Harold Landry knows Mike Vrabel very well. He leads them, I think, with 3.5 sacks. And they're coming after people. And with the offensive line being what it's doing, it's going to present a problem unless they can get the ball out quickly. And When you do that, though, you don't take advantage of down the field, maybe mismatches you may have in their secondary. So, and I think Drake May is really improving. He had a really good game last week, 19 of 23, two touchdowns passing, one rushing. That's a tough task for any quarter or any defense, especially one that's struggling.
Especially because just in New England, it seems like that's been a house of horrors for them up in Foxborough.
Well, isn't that more about Tom Brady?
Yeah,
than anything?
Yes. Tom Brady and Belichick at the time.
And the two times you mentioned, they won here.
And they don't have to worry about the fire alarm going off at 3 in the morning now. That's one thing. They should get a better
or
sleep.
Or deflated balls, Bob, which are always a problem.
Deflated balls are a problem.
Are you on medication for that?
Deflated balls. that's, you know, that's a HIPAA thing.
I can't answer.
I wonder how the next. Girlfriend thinks of that comment now.
Mm. Did you hear that Tom Brady is coming out of retirement, guys?
Yeah, for
he's joining a flag football
team. Does he not
team.
Have enough money? He has to go to Saudi Arabia. Does he have not enough money? What does that dude
Bob,
need?
People with that kind of money, and you should know, only want more money. They never have
you
enough.
You get to a point where he's making $38 million a year to do Fox, and on top of that, now he's an owner of the Raiders.
And
to
a coach,
degree.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yep. And dictates things. I bet you Davis is going to regret the day he brought him in, one day.
So Brady, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, CeeDee Lamb, Gronk, and many more are playing in the Fanatics Flag Football Classic in Saudi Arabia on my birthday, which happens to be Donnie Football's wedding day, March 21st, 2026.
One of the
Sorry,
biggest
Tommy,
days in human history.
We will not
out.
Be watching. We will be preoccupied at the Donnie Football
It's
wedding.
All about money, though. And my question again becomes, how much does he need?
It's not about how much he needs. It's about how much he wants. And are you invited to Donnie's wedding or no, Bob?
Yes, but I'll be watching flag football, I think so.
Might be.
Yes.
We're all going to Donnie's wedding, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
All right. You think there'll be cookies there, Bob, or a cake?
Yeah, absolutely. Cake, cookies. I can give him some advice on that, by the way.
He was saying no cake the last time I talked to him.
You got to have cake.
You got to at least have a mini cake so you can smush it in each other's face, right?
Nah, I don't like that.
You don't?
I don't like that tradition. That's a stupid tradition.
Limits, what? Do you agree with that? That's the only reason to have a cake.
I think it's, you know, strange for people watching, but for the two people smashing the cake in each other's faces, yeah, what a moment.
You didn't smash cake.
No, I know. She had a beautiful, I did not want to mess that up for
you didn't want to get it on the dress either. No cake on the dress.
Yeah, no cake on the dress, that's for sure. But no, I just think it depends on how, I've seen some videos where guys, it depends on how hard you smash it too. There's some underlying meaning in some of these smashes of the cakes in the face. You know?
I've seen over-aggressive
smashes. Over-aggressive, right. The head snaps back. I mean, it's not supposed to be like that for your bride.
That's true. Go ahead, Bob. I mean, limits.
Bob, are you staying over at Donnie's wedding? Could I sleep on the floor?
Wait, where is Donnie's wedding?
It's in Johnstown, I think.
What?
Yeah,
oh, I didn't know that.
I'm not going to that wedding.
What do you mean you're not going?
I don't
going
want to stay over in Johnstown.
It's like, how far is Johnstown? Like an hour?
It's a couple of hours.
It's a couple of hours.
I didn't know that.
I
might try to stay on Crowley's floor if Crowley's staying.
I may zoom in.
I zoom in.
Go ahead, limits.
All right, next up. I saw this note today from CJ Vogel, and he says there are only four SEC teams that average less than 30 points per game so far this year.
Mm.
Texas, South Carolina, Florida, LSU. What do they have in common? Arch Manning, Lenora Sellers, DJ Lagway, Florida, and Garrett Nussmeier are their quarterbacks. Little concerning, Joe?
Wait, that was convoluted. I don't understand the question. What?
So what I'm saying is those four teams, Texas, South Carolina, Florida, LSU, have big-time quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Whether they're draft prospects or for Lagway, just a sophomore, somebody who will be looked at, especially in next year's class in 27. Is it a little bit concerning with what you've seen from those quarterbacks, Manning, Sellers, Nussmeier this year, that gives you pause for the 2026 quarterback class?
Oh, I have pause for that quarterback class, but I always did. Whereas people like you were saying it might be the greatest quarterback class ever. Now, another reason those teams have not averaged 30 points, you're saying?
Yes, those four teams
have
not.
Is because they've played real teams on their schedule, whereas the other teams haven't. But anyway, Bob, you're concerned with the next year's quarterback class. Limits was telling me it's better than the 83 class.
I did not say that.
You said that. You said it could be the greatest quarterback class of all time.
I did not say that, Pony.
Oh, my God.
That was never said.
Oh, my God.
I do remember you saying that.
I said that, that it's going to be, it could be the greatest class of all time?
Yes, you did. Said that.
Then I'll stand by it. I don't remember saying that, but I'll stand by it.
Well, but the point is, and I think this is my point, that you got to wait and see how these guys, we see topsy-turvy guys go from fifth-round picks to first-round picks and the other way around, too. Of all those people you mentioned right now, though, the one, Arch Manning, makes me a little nervous.
Is he just not that good, Bob?
His delivery at times is, you know, everything's low that he delivers. I don't know. It looks not what I would not have expected. But it's early. We'll see how they do. You know, they were getting boos down there, even though they were winning last week. But the people want to see more from Arch Manning. The buildup has been so, and that's not his fault. They built it up, and now he has to deliver based on that buildup.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
He's been really bad. Really bad. I mean, he was 11 for 25 against UTEP. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's been if I had to take a guess right now, most people are wondering if he'll be, and he'll probably be back in school next year.
How about if you had to take a quarterback right now next year? Who would it be? Which one of these guys? I'd go Nussmeier.
I said Nussmeier at the beginning. At this point, I guess I wouldn't change, but I got to see more from all of them.
How about you, twinning streak?
I would take Aller, but Nussmeier is a 1A, 1B type of situation with me right now. Manning has a quarterback rating of 49.6.
Oh, my God. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. At the top of the hour, I have some questions around the AFC and about the NFL 2 weeks in here and the Steelers' place in it. We'll do that at the top of the hour. Sunny today, a high of Antoine Randall L, 82, low of 61. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Let's do one more, Limits.
All right, I'll save the NFL note that I have because I think you're going to bring it up in the next segment here. I'm curious your thoughts on... Did you see the video of James Franklin through helicopter was flying around the Pittsburgh area on Monday visiting different prospects like Matt Sigg at Fort Cherry? He was visiting Khalil Taylor at Pine Richland. Bob's guy at Hopewell, the quarterback Armstrong.
James Armstrong is and he came in and offered him. Belichick offered him. He's getting a lot of offers. And, man, the kid has been dynamic so far.
I see this and I think to myself, like, obviously Penn State recruits throughout the entire state, but – should Pitt do something to try to pull out the stops a little bit more to try to land some of these four or five-star guys that, I mean, Penn State gets Sig, who's a four-star guy. Keemon Spell, who's a five-star guy. I feel like Penn State is dominating Pitt's own backyard.
Yes.
And that's happened
a lot.
It's
called money limits. If Pitt wants to keep guys, they're going to need to pay them more, and they don't have the money, I don't think, to outbid teams like Penn State. It's as simple as that, Bob. It's become about buying players. Do you agree?
Absolutely. That's all it is. It's about who is going to go out and make the best offer. And the offer used to be, well, come to our school, we'll give you a great education, and look at this stadium in which we play. That's all still there, but the biggest thing is
how much are you going to pay me? So I don't know what you mean, limits. Like, what can Pitt do? Offer, like, free birthday parties or something for these kids?
Graduations?
I don't think there's anything
weddings,
they can do.
Yeah. No, you think there's...
Invite them to Donnie's wedding in Johnstown? No, but they weren't getting players from Penn State anyway.
Right. I don't know. I just feel like that's kind of hard for some Pitt people to be able to swallow, right? Like, you're talking about guys that are within a 30-mile radius of the stadium, and they're all going to your rival that maybe you won't claim as your rival, but...
I don't know if they're all doing that, but the very best players from around here are likely to go elsewhere no matter what, whether it's Penn State or whether it's, you know, somewhere much farther away for more money. It just comes down to that. Money.
Money. That's it.
And it would for me, or if it was my kid, too. Who's paying me the most?
But I think we're going to see a little bit of change in how this is all handled, though, because now money, apparently there's no contracts between the person, the player, and the university. I have a feeling in time that's going to have to change, because a lot of guys are leaving after 1 year, transferring one of four or five times and taking more new money as they go. And I don't know if the people who have given the money would be happy about that. You know, you're giving money to a kid, and then he up and leaves for more money to another school. So I think there's going to have to be something legally binding as we get forward.
Thank you, Limits. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Joe. Joey Bart just homered. How about that?
4-3. Was that a three-run home run?
Three-run home run. First home run for Joey
Johan
Bart since...
Oviedo gave up four
miracles
runs in the top of the first.
Miracles will never cease, Bob. Miracles.
Oh, and there's
Canario,
a drop by Canario.
Hit a ball
That's
hard.
That's going to be dropping
Let's
in front
go,
of the
Bucks.
Left fielder.
First home run for Bart since August 11th. It's only his third of the year.
Yeah, he's had a horrifying season.
And by the way,
season.
Rafael Flores is playing, but he's not catching today. He's at first base.
Correct.
Maybe he'll platoon with Spencer Horwitz,
they got for
Bob.
Bednar.
And then the Canario in the coal mine can play left field. And the Exxon Valdez is doing better in the minors. I mean, he's getting healthy down there, right?
Yeah.
How about Greg Brown saying that, it's after 1 o'clock. I'm sorry.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.